Welcome to Let's Talk Friends. I am Daisy, and today we have our recurring guest host, Martin, and my daughter, Ariana, aka Nona. And joining us again from episode one, Danny and Brenda.
Woohoo!
Yay! there's a little change in our hosts, co-host, our guest. Because Rosella couldn't make it.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you too. Since the first episode that we did, how do you guys like Friends now? Since you guys are three episodes in, do you guys think it's funny? Do you guys still like eh?
So I did want to talk about this one specifically because I did like the first and second one, even though the second one obviously. We had a lot more to talk about just because it had so much
stuff going on.
And it was also funny.
Yeah.
Even though we got angry at some areas. I don't know if you guys heard the last episode. There's a lot of things that it made us angry, but also I kind of liked it because of that. Yeah. I don't know. Because we had more to talk about.
You just didn't agree with it, right?
I didn't agree with it, but it was... It was kind of like a drama that you watch and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is going on or whatever. But this one,
How are you liking Friends like as of right now? Because I know the first episode we did, you guys are still kind of new to it. But now three episodes in, like what do you guys think about it?
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to keep watching it. I do like it so far. I mean, it's only three episodes that we've watched so far. But so far, I do like it. I do like it. And, you know, I know that you had said and also Junior said that the first season wasn't that it's not the best season. So I can't wait to hear what season two and
yes,
forward, you know, I'm sure it'll get better. And so from what I've seen so far, I am liking it. So today we are going over season one, episode three, and it's called The One with the Thumb. The synopsis, the group loves Monica's new boyfriend, Chandler resumes smoking, and Phoebe receives a large sum of money unexpectedly. So my overall thoughts about this one, like I said, I like the other two. This one, I was happy that it focused on Chandler and Phoebe, because the last two, they didn't really focus on them at all. And they also focus on Monica, which makes me think that she might be like the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's supposed to be the six of them, but I feel like Monica has had, and I mean, obviously I haven't seen any of the other episodes yet, but so far it seems like it's about her in every episode. Like there's something about her every episode.
Yeah.
So it makes me think like, is she like the main character, even though there is six of them?
Yeah. Actually, well, she is a lot. She is talked about a lot, even. Yeah, maybe. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? I never like really paid attention to that. Like just watching it, you always just watch it. But maybe that's why they did Chandler and Phoebe, because they know that they got to bring more out of them in these episodes. So it was more focused on them too, though.
Yeah.
And I liked it because they're hilarious, you know.
They are hilarious, but I don't know if I really liked this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I laughed more in this one than the first one.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
I feel like the first one I had more scenes that I laughed at. This one, I didn't. Why? I don't know.
Just because it was like a random episode or just...
I don't know what. I really don't know what it is.
Because it was kind of a random episode. Like there wasn't really much to the storylines that they did in the first two.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was funny, but it was super random. Like it didn't go with Ross's...
No, with his storyline.
Yeah, his baby and all this stuff. Because they didn't even mention anything about
him and his situation.
You saying about Phoebe and Chandler, maybe this was their way of just like, let's just put it out there. Let's give them a story.
A story.
You know?
Yeah, but like Phoebe's story, it was more like she came across money and
but we don't really know
yeah. anything about her. Yeah. She just came across money. And what else about her? Nothing.
She's generous, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I guess
it was random though.
Yeah. And then, you know, okay, so let me just see what else. Okay, so so you liked it because you said it was funny.
Yeah.
Did you like it, Martin?
Well, coming from somebody who was really skeptical about watching Friends, and I really didn't find it funny. Like, even when people talked about it, I really didn't find it funny. I actually laughed out loud at this episode, and like, I would look at Daisy, and she's just there, not really laughing. I'm just there like, haha. But I really liked this one.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm the only oddball. Yeah. What about you, Brenda?
I thought it was funnier than the first one.
Really?
I mean, I didn't laugh out loud how Danny was like when he was watching it. I was over here in the kitchen and I could hear Danny laughing from the living room. But I thought it was funnier.
Oh. That must just be me. What about you, Nona?
I mean, I think it's like a funny episode, but I wouldn't say like, I don't like how it doesn't connect to the other episodes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the story type of, for it to connect.
It was kind of random, mm-hmm. which is fine. I guess you should have one of those episodes kind of to break up the tension, I guess, from before.
Yeah, we needed a break from that.
Because the first one, you know, I focus on what's her name?
Rachel.
Rachel and her situation. Mm-hmm. And obviously it was about Monica as well. And Ross.
But now, kind of thinking about it, you're going to see a lot of these episodes.
Because
it's so many, and you're going to see a lot of random ones. Because now, thinking about it, there is, like, they just throw this Thanksgiving one in that has nothing to do with anything else. Let's throw this. There's a lot of them, but it's, to me, I mean, I think they're funny. Because when you start knowing more of the characters, it's going to be, like, hilarious of what they're doing and what's going on, this dilemma and all this stuff.
And I don't mind that they're not connected or that the storyline doesn't align with what they were talking about last week or, you know, and I say last week because I imagine this being in the late 90s, 2000s, where you had to wait a week before you could see the new episode. That's why I say last week because I watched the other one last week too. And so I don't mind at all that it doesn't connect as long as it's funny, you know, like if it's funny, I'm going to watch it. I really don't care. I don't know why I just didn't like it. So let's just, you know, kind of go over the scenes or whatever. So in our pre-intro scene, we're at the coffee shop. Phoebe enters. She says hello to everybody. And I guess she had gone to a date, and she says it didn't go that well. And the guy just said, we should do this again. And to them, that's not a good sign. They're talking about, like, what the lines that people say what they mean. And so I guess that's not a good line. She says that Monica says that when somebody says we should do this again, it means you will never see me naked. And, you know, like lines like that, if somebody says it's not you, it means it is you, you know, so that they're talking about that. And the only one that's kind of confused on why are these bad lines is Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel thinks that those are good signs when you say stuff like that, and they're like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. So what did you guys think about that?
Well, you gotta remember that Rachel, first of all, she was popular in high school. She obviously married some guy right away. Mm-hmm.
Almost married
some guy right away. So she's not used to those type of things. She was probably always said yes to. Nobody ever told her, like, oh, you know, maybe I'll call you again. She was just, like, you know, not fairly used to those things.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I wasn't popular, but I still thought, you know, like, oh, yeah, we'll get a second date or something, you know?
No, if you really want to see a girl, you're going to be like, I'm going to call you as soon as you get home, you know, something like that.
I guess I'm not, you know, hip.
Yeah, so So then one line that I did think was funny with this is when Chandler says, yeah, it's like kind of like when you're a kid and your parents put your dog to sleep and they tell you that it went off to like a farm to live there. And then Ross is like, oh, that's funny because, you know, our parents actually did something like that. They send off their dog to this big farm where they have horses and rabbits and they could chase. And then he realized, like, you know, like, oh my God, they lied. They did put him to sleep because Monica says, Ross, like, he can't believe that he believes that the dog went to this farm in Connecticut and it's not true.
Like they really did put it down, right?
Yes, Ross.
Oh, sorry.
You know what's funny? Last week, me and my mom were talking about Max, our old dog, and you know how she says he ran away? I asked her, I'm like, did he really run away or you guys just got rid of him? Because me and Junior both liked
the dog.
And she's like, no, he really ran away. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I always thought, like, after a while, I was like, they just gave him up.
I asked her,
I'm like, did you guys really did? She's like, yeah, that he ran away. She took him out. She's like, 10 minutes later, I went outside and the gate was open.
Damn.
I actually think because he was a really nice dog.
Yeah, he was super friendly with anybody.
I think somebody took him.
Yeah, because he would just go with anybody. He wouldn't bite, and he was a pit bull too. But he was,
he was always
wanted to play.
Yeah, I think I do remember that situation. I think that he actually, not that he ran away. I think somebody opened the gate and let him out. Yeah. But yeah,
because it's a big gate, and somebody needs to open it mm-hmm. You know,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know, any thoughts on this first scene or pre-scene?
I would say about, like, the family pet thing with Ross. Like, I feel like, since with our pets, I always knew, like, what happened to them. So I can't really, like, you know. So that's why I thought it was funny that he didn't really know for, like, a long time.
Like, taken to the shelter or something?
Yeah, like, I was there, you know. Or, like, even, like, as a little kid, like, I think you would tell us, like...
Like, what happened or where did they go. So
Or Sadie.
Yeah. We were there, so...
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't lie, but, like, yeah, they went to a farm. No,
some people knew because people were going to cry.
Yeah. Ross seems like he was upset even now. He's like, oh, my God, Chi-Chi. Then, you know, we see the intro... and then we start scene one. We're at Chandler and Joey's apartment. Joey's rehearsing for a part and Chandler's helping him. So they're going over lines and there's a scene where Joey's supposed to smoke and he's not doing it right. Chandler wants to help him, but Joey doesn't want him to help him because he's gonna start smoking again. And so I guess this is where I learn, or we all learn, if we're watching it for the first time, that obviously Chandler had smoked in the past, and it's something that he had to quit, and now the thought of him smoking, Joey doesn't want that for him. So he says, like, no, don't. But he's like, oh, my God. Like he liked it. Like, it was, like, something, I don't know.
I can relate to that. Like, I quit smoking back in, like, 2020, 2021. But, like, that first drag.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
I know. Even now, when I see people smoking and I smell it, I'm just like, man, I freaking want one because I remember the feeling. But it's too much. You know how in one of the scenes he's in his office and he's smoking and then he, like, tries to do work, but then he does it again. That's what keeps me away from that because you can't get nothing done. It's like you do 15 minutes of work and you want to have another one.
Yeah.
So I really relate to him when, like, that whole cigarette scene and everything like that. But that's why I just choose to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. I've never smoked and I wouldn't want to, but it's an addiction for sure. Yeah. And it's just funny how we're talking about Chandler, and you know, we know what Chandler went through during these episodes where he wasn't only addicted to, because I did read the book even though I wasn't a Friends fan, I still read the book, and he talks about his addiction to smoking, alcohol, and drugs, you know, and seeing this, it even though it's funny, now that we know what happened,
it makes you think about it.
I'm like, is it really funny? Like, I don't know. It kind of breaks my heart a little bit that we're laughing at this because it is funny. The show is funny. The episodes are funny. But his real life, it wasn't funny, you know, and it just, I'm kind of iffy. And I don't know if that has something to do with me not liking this episode so much.
Maybe.
You know? Wow. Yeah. I feel like that's probably what it is. So yeah, we found out he's a previous smoker. And we're in scene two. We're at the coffee shop. They're all there except for Rachel and Phoebe. And Monica's talking about the distance between the tip of the finger, the thumb, and the index finger. So we know what they're, what they're all measuring, right? So then the guys, they kind of do that. And then Ross is like, can I use either thumb. And that was funny. I thought that was pretty funny. So, and then we see Rachel, she's bringing their coffee. She's still working at the coffee shop. She's, you know, giving each one their coffee, what she thinks that each one belongs to. She's, you know, and then as she walks away, they all swap it.
Yeah. So obviously, they're so nice. Like, they just accept it. They don't say nothing.
They don't say hey, you're giving me the wrong one.
Yeah, they don't want to discourage her.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they're proud of her that she finally is working and, you know. But she got it all wrong. They shopped.
Imagine how many other drinks she's given wrong.
I know.
They swapped it, but who knows what.
With other people, yeah. Yeah, so she's so proud of herself. And then Phoebe walks in. She's like kind of like a little, she seems a little, not upset. Angry. She's I like guess, talking to herself. A little, and so they, you know, they're wondering what happened. And she's like, you know, she was looking at her statement and the way she says statement from her bank. And she noticed that there was an extra $500 in her bank. So I was like, what would you do? In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, if I found an extra $500, what would I do?
I would be upset by that.
I don't know if I would... I might not say anything and just wait. I wouldn't spend it because I would be too afraid to spend it, but I don't know if I would say anything.
I would withdraw it, spend it. And if they asked me, I was like, well, it was my bank account. I thought it was mine and see what happens after that. And I was like, well, it's not my fault. I thought it was my money and I spent it.
Yeah.
And
it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So don't take out any more money.
Yeah. They might just take it out.
Yeah, no.
They were overdrawing your account.
Yeah, they would.
That's why I'm like, I think I would just keep it in there and just let it sit there and then see what happens.
Actually, well, yeah, I would take it out. You
would take it out and not spend it?
And then if they overdraw, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
I'll give it back.
Yeah.
What about you?
Funny story, though. Back in the day, you remember when our account had like millions of dollars in there?
Oh,
I was like, hey, let's spend it. Yeah, it had $1 million in there. Or like a couple million dollars. And I was like, let's spend it. Okay. So we spend it. And then, what, did they overdraw us, or?
We didn't spend $1 million.
No. I know, but we went to go buy something. And
they took it
just
out.
Just to find out, like, they took it back out.
Yeah.
I guess they do that for some. It was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
They deposited it, and then they took it out. But they withdrew the money. We spent it.
Bought about a house.
right away. No, but then they will overdraw your account to return it. So this is a time where the bank that we were using, they switched banks. So they somebody bought them. They bought out the bank that we were using, and there was, I guess, a lot of with the accounts, like a lot of people accounts, they just changed. And like for us, they put a lot of money. It was a lot of money.
Yeah,
Whoa. And we're like, obviously, it's not our money. You know, it's like, if it's $500.
I would be like, oh, Like, I thought I was a good customer. I stayed with you guys. You guys were, you know,
and it was a gift.
It was a gift. Yeah, I was like, I bought a house already.
No, I mean, we didn't spend a lot of money, but we did spend more mm-hmm. than we knew we had in there. And, but then they took it out.
Yeah.
So
you guys had to pay back that money then?
Yeah, we would have to pay the home, the whatever it was. I don't remember what happened, but I mean, we kept the bank because it was our bank. Yeah. We kept the new bank when it switched, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that happened to me now, I would not touch it. Yeah, I would just leave it there because I know that they would eventually find out, and then.
You know, if $1 million hit my bank, you know what would happen? I'd be negative $1 million in my bank. I don't care. I buy a house, I have to work again, I'm straight.
They would probably take your house away. I don't know what they would do, but
It was cool seeing it in an account, though, I'm not going to lie.
I'm like, we have $1 million? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, she's talking about the extra $500. Everybody's encouraging to keep it. And she's like, but I wouldn't feel right, you know, like she wouldn't feel right keeping it. And then she had a funny line here where she says it's like if she bought a great pair of shoes and every time she would take a step, it would say not mine, not mine, not mine. And then she's like, even if I was happy and I was, what does she say, skipping? And she's like, not mine, not mine. Obviously, I can't say it how she did, but.
Not mine, not mine.
It actually sounded like she was skipping.
And then, so Chandler, he's trying to sneak. He's like over the couch, like doing something. And they're questioning, like, what are you doing? And then Monica pulls him, and he's smoking. So he's like, he has the smoke in his mouth, and he can't hold it anymore. So he kind of
takes it. Like hiding it, right?
He's trying to hide. Yeah. He's trying to hide from them. So then here, Phoebe says, "You were doing so good. It's for 3 years. So I guess 3 years ago he quit, and now he's like, well, this is my reward."
Yeah.
Like, it's a reward for being so good for 3 years, and now his reward is to smoke, which I don't know how I feel about that, but any thoughts on that?
Not a very good reward.
Not a very good reward.
Gonna fall back into it.
And then Ross says, remember what you went through the last time you quit? And then he says, then I won't quit. That's his solution. He won't quit. Then everybody's telling him to put it out, and then he throws the cigarette in Phoebe's drink to put it out. You know, we're in the same scene. Monica says she has to go because she because she has to go on a date. She has to get dressed or get ready for a date. And so everybody's wondering if they're going to be able to meet him. And she says no. She doesn't want them to meet the guy. She's like, not after what happened with Steve. And then Chandler says, we love Steve.
Steve was sexy.
that was funny. And she's like, I don't even know how I feel about him yet. So she wants some time to figure out how she feels about him before she meets them. Then Rachel, you know, asks again, can we meet him after? Then she's like, nope, sorry. So then we're in scene three. They're at the restaurant that she works in. She's talking to her coworker Paula. And she's telling Paula that she, you know, she doesn't want her friends to meet the guy yet. And then Paula says, well, maybe it's a good idea for them to meet because they have her best interest. So then we cut to Monica and Rachel's apartment. Chandler is smoking outside in the balcony. I guess they kick him out there.
And it's raining, right?
And Phoebe's not there. Ross is looking at the pictures of the dog.
Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Still not over it.
Yeah. Yeah, because then Joey says, let it go, Ross. And he's like, well, you didn't know Chi-Chi. Like, like how, you know, I guess they did. Yeah. Monica comes in. She's asking, like, do you guys promise to, I guess, be good to the new guy, Alan? Yeah. She's making everybody promise that they'll be good. She shouts to Chandler outside if he's going to be good. And then he does, like, the cross, like, I cross my heart sign. And so then it starts raining. So does that mean that he was lying? Did you guys notice that?
I didn't think of it like that.
That's what I thought. Because, you know, he says, like, he does a cross, like I cross my heart, you know, and then it just starts raining.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, does that mean he's lying? Did you guys?
I didn't think of it like that, but it's funny.
Now that
you mention it,
but I was just like, it's just raining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just
started raining.
Yeah. And so then Joey says, you can come in now, but, you know, leave your filter tip little buddy outside. Yeah. So then Chandler, he picks up like a thing.
It's the grill lid.
It's a grill lid, right? Yeah, it's a grill lid to cover himself. And then Joey or Phoebe comes in. She sits on the couch and she's reading something. And, you know, then she reads the letter. It's a letter out loud. It's from the bank. So the bank, I guess she told them about the $500 that were in there. And now they are rewarding her with another $500. So now she has $1,000 and a football phone.
Imagine your $1,000,000, they give you another one for claiming it. Yeah,
maybe,
right.
Maybe if we would have said, like, hey, there's $1,000,000 here. There's a mistake that you made. And then they gave us another
million.
There's another million.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Imagine. No, that would not
I want the football
happen.
Phone, though. That was a big deal back in the day.
You guys think the football phone will keep the $1,000,000?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Rachel's like, well, what bank is this? Like, I want to switch.
I know. You should go to that bank.
Yeah. I know. I know. Like a bank that just wants to give money away. Then, you know, Ellen's at the intercom and, you know, everybody comes in, I guess, to say hi, and Monica introduces, like she always does, like, this is everyone, and,
everyone this is.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
his name? Alan?
Alan. This is Alan, yeah.
And they even, like, told Chandler that's outside smoking, like, hey, come in, Alan's here, like, whoa. Like, everybody wants to meet him.
Yeah. Everybody wants to meet the new guy.
I don't understand why she would tell them, like, are you guys going to behave? Like, we didn't see them act like a fool when she introduced Paul.
No. No.
Like, what have they done?
You know, I don't know. They made it seem like, I mean, I guess they made it seem like there was situations where
they would make fun of him.
They would make fun of Steve. Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, you know, they're trying to make it seem like she hasn't had,
like, if they don't like him, they're going to make fun of him.
They're going to make fun of him, yeah. And yeah, that's probably why. So Alan says, I've heard so much, I forgot how he says it, so much about you all guys. Like, I don't know, the way he said it, like, so I guess Monica told them about
that the other guys.
Steve, yeah. And so, you know, they all start laughing.
Actually, the first time I heard that, I actually thought that's how he talked, and I was like, wait, what? But then he cleared it up. Yeah, no. It was funny, though.
You need to pay attention, Martin.
Right.
We're in We're in scene four. We're still at Rachel and Monica's apartment. It's later on. Monica saying goodbye to Alan because he's leaving, and then she says, thanks, I'll call you tomorrow. And then she turns to her friends and says, okay, you guys could start Alan bashing now. And nobody's really saying anything. And she's like, come on. Like, she's waiting for it. Like, there has to be something that you guys got to say about him. And Ross pretends like he's going to say something. And then he's like, we love him. Like, and then everybody's like, yeah, we love him. He's great. And she's like, wait a minute, you like somebody that I'm going out with? And they're like, yeah, you know. And then Rachel says, and did you notice?
Yeah,
and then she spreads her thumb and the index finger. And then the guys are like, yeah, like, kind of, I want to say.
It's a little stompy.
So then Ross talks about how Alan kind of is like, he set the bar pretty high, I guess, for the next boyfriends.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like, no, this is it. She thinks that he's so great that this might be it. And then they're talking about how it makes them feel, like Ross says, he makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, and they're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all
in love with him. And then we're in scene 5. We're at the coffee shop. Monica's there alone. And then Ross, Rachel, Chandler, and Joey, they enter. They're all wearing softball gear. And I guess they must have went to a game. And Monica says, well, how was the game? And then they said, we won. And, you know, I guess Alan was there and he helped them win. And he was great. And just, I guess, one more thing that they love about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think Rachel plays, you know?
I know, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, out of all of them, I think you would see Monica or Phoebe.
Monica
or Phoebe.
More.
Yeah.
Maybe Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Like being out there playing,
especially the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, but don't say that yet. Yeah. But
I like that. I don't know why I really like that episode.
I know you guys keep talking about Thanksgiving episode.
I don't know why. I really like when I want to just watch Friends. Like one episode, like I'll put that one on.
Is that this season?
No,
it's probably not.
Oh,
it's
probably not.
Yeah.
But even then, like regardless, just how much we know about Rachel so far, like you wouldn't think. She's out there
like
playing.
a sports person. Mm-hmm. And and it's so funny that you keep mentioning that Thanksgiving episode, because Junior mentioned a Thanksgiving episode too.
Did he?
I think so.
Okay.
Or was it you, the first one?
I think I did.
I know you've mentioned it. I want to say Junior did too, but I can't remember.
There's multiple Thanksgiving ones though.
Yeah.
So is there like a main one?
I mean, there's one that I mean, I used to always like watching.
I mean, so which season? I just want to know.
I don't know. I gotta look.
Okay.
It starts the end, though.
No, it's not. It's not towards the end.
No.
No, when they're playing football.
Okay, what? We're gonna have to watch.
What do you want me to say?
Just Thanksgiving. We're just leaving it at Thanksgiving.
It's okay. I mean,
it's okay. Guys.
It's not like we've seen it. I mean. You know, a lot of people play football Thanksgiving Day. Like, there's a few episodes from Roseanne where they get together and the husband, Dan, he's out there playing football and gets dirty.
And David?
It must be like...
Oh, yeah.
It must be something that a lot of people... I mean, I know there's football and it's football season.
Right.
It's because there's always a game on Thanksgiving.
There's always a game. Yes, there's always a game, but it seems like people go and play football for some reason.
Some people watch it, some people play it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, not with this weather here, we wouldn't.
No.
Okay, so then, you know, Monica's like saying, do you ever think that maybe there's like a little too Alan? Like he's a little too Alan? I don't know, maybe he's too good? I don't know what she meant by that, but.
I don't know.
She's not really like, I don't think she's really
it's
liking
just,
him.
It's just kind of seeing, showing like she's not really too into him. Like mm-hmm. it's just too much for her.
Yeah.
That's what
I got out of it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Rachel's like, no, that's impossible. You can never be too Alan. Yeah. So then we're in the street with a homeless person, Lizzie. And Phoebe. Phoebe's, you know, says, hey, Lizzie. And then she calls her, hey, weird girl. and then she brings her alphabet soup. And Lizzie's asking, like, did you pick out the vowels? And she says, yes, but I left Y's because, you know, sometimes why.
That was really funny. I like that.
And Phoebe's a weird girl.
Yeah. She really is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she says, I have something else for you. And then she searches in her purse. She takes out the phone, the football phone, and gives her the $1,000 that the bank gave her. So she's giving money away.
That was really lucky.
Yeah. She's, I guess that's just how she is. She'd nice. Rather give it away than to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
She hands her the envelope, and she looks in there, and she's like, there really is money in here. And she's like, no, I can't keep it. You know, she wants to give it back to her. She's like, no, it's for you. She's like, well, now I have to give you something. She tries to give her like this aluminum thing, hat thing. She's like, no, you keep that.
She
that's
says for tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat. She's like, no, you need that more than I do. So she tells her to keep it. And she's like, no, but I have to do something for you. She's like, let me tell you something. I'll buy you, like, buy me a pop or soda.
Mm-hmm.
Soda.
Yeah, she says soda.
Anyway, buy me a pop. And so then, you know, she's like, okay. Then we cut to Chandler's office, and there is like no words at all. He has no lines, but it was hilarious. I thought it was so funny. And you know, he's like smoking, opens a drawer, he smokes, then he sprays it so that it doesn't smell, then he sprays his mouth.
Yeah.
He starts typing, then again he smokes again, and then this time instead of putting spraying the
ozone, I think that was. We used to sell it at O'Reilly's.
Really?
It's like a smoke eliminator.
Oh yeah, and it's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it works really, really strong. Good. It's really strong. Mm-hmm. And so he sprays the mouth thing like in the air without realizing it, and then he sprays his mouth at that ozone thing, and then he starts making this nasty face because I could just imagine how nasty it tastes.
Yeah, just a lot of chemicals.
Ew, yeah. So gross. I cannot believe that.
You know, I don't know what job he has, but I know, like, I used to work at a law firm downtown, and, like, a lot of these lawyers or secretaries, they'd be in, like, a smoking room in the center. I mean, back, like, Friends was back in 1994. I forgot when I started working there. But, like, smoking, you could smoke anywhere, pretty much. I remember working at a factory, and you could smoke, like, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, inside, yeah.
While you're working, you smoke, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like, I know they banned it now. You got to be like, what, 500 feet away?
Well, and I mean, look at, he was smoking in the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and back then, you probably could have.
Back then, you could.
Right.
Yeah. Because
so
even.
I don't know why he was hiding it.
Because.
He was hiding it from the friends.
From his friends.
From the, yeah.
No, in the work, when he was in the office, he was hiding it.
He was hiding it, but
you can't smoke it.
There, you couldn't smoke because, and then there was a sign, I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah, it said
no smoking.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
So I. You know, it's so weird because I usually, when I watch shows like this, or I never pay attention to little details, but because I'm paying attention this time, I was looking at everything.
Yeah,
so
I seen that one.
I noticed there is a sign on his little cubicle thing that it says no smoking. And then I seen that he has like a lot of little toys.
Oh, yeah. That little spike ball.
Like little
I noticed
toys
that one.
Everywhere. And I'm like, where does he work? Why does he have all these little toys there? Yeah, so then we cut back to Phoebe and Lizzie, and, you know, she's buying her the soda, and Lizzie says, keep the change. So she just gave the guy $100 and
holy
keep the change.
Holy tip, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, so she's like, are you sure you don't want a pretzel? And Phoebe's like, no, I'm fine. And then, you know, she's like, see ya. She leaves.
Yeah.
Phoebe opens the can. And then she has this face like, huh? Like, there's something there. Then we cut to the coffee place. And then Ross is like, a thumb? And Phoebe's like, yeah, ew. And then everybody's like, ew, you know, it's gross that she found a thumb in there. And then she's like, yeah, it's like this little tiny little hitchhiker. Like a thumb.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And then Chandler's like, well, maybe it's a contest. You know how before they say if you find like five of like if you collect all five, you
all
win
five.
Something.
Well, I mean, it's all five fingers. That's what he was talking about.
Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
okay, but then
yeah,
but
yeah,
then,
like the
but
contest,
I got,
when
like
you,
a contest,
yeah.
You know, you have to collect all five. So
yeah
it makes sense.
Five fingers.
You have to collect all five fingers. And then Phoebe's like, "Do you guys want to see?" And they're like, "No, it's gross. I don't know. I would want to see it."
Yeah, I want to check it out.
If somebody said like, "There's a finger in my pop or my whatever you're drinking," would you want to see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long it's been in there?
I don't want to see.
Who really checks out their cans before they drink them? I don't.
I don't. That's kind of scary too.
Yeah. How many thumbs has been in your drink, Donna?
Yeah. Like you shake it and hear something.
Right,
no,
right.
What would be even worse is if you finish drinking the whatever you're drinking, and then at the end you're like,
you hear the rattle.
There's something in there. That would be gross. Yeah. Can you imagine finishing it and then they're like, "Oh, what's in there?"
Did you guys see that? I don't know if we can even say it. That video. If not, you can cut it off. They found this girl was drinking an Alani, and after she finished it, I don't know if she finished it or she saw it before, but the can was empty. She cut it open because there was a rat in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't that the drink they use as drink?
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I stopped drinking too, because I seen that video. I was like, you know.
But you know what? If you think about it, like all these places, like where they
mass produce,
manufacturing companies and all that stuff, like like, is it really clean? Is it really clean?
I don't think so.
Well, remember when Budweiser came out that the workers were saying that people were peeing in those containers where they make the beer and stuff like that?
Oh.
People were actually like peeing in those containers. Yeah, the workers.
Oh,
so you never know.
You never know. With anything, even pop, anything, like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. So when people actually say this beer tastes like piss, it's because somebody actually pissed in it? Oh, man.
They added a little hop to it.
And so then, you know, Chandler starts, he lights up a cigarette and everybody's like, "Come on, stop,
man."
You know, like, and then Chandler's like, "This is so unfair." Like, he's talking about how he's okay with everybody's flaws. Like, you know, he mentions Joey's and his knuckle cracking. He mentions Ross and his overpronouncing every single word. Monica, and when she's laughs, she snorts. And then he's like, "What the hell is that thing anyway?" And he's like, "I accept all your flaws. Why can't you accept me for this?" And then everybody's kind of silent. And then Joey just says, like, "Does my knuckle cracking bother everybody?" And then Rachel's like, "Well, we could live without it." Like, yeah, it does, you know. And then Joey talks about how she chews on her hair, and Phoebe then spits out her hair. Like, she's like holding her.
She had a big wad full too.
And then Ross is like, don't listen to him talking to Phoebe. Don't listen to him. It's endearing. And then Joey's like, "You do you?"
Oh,
man. And then Monica starts laughing and then she snorts.
I never noticed her actually snorting. In that episode,
right.
She does,
yeah.
But like,
yeah.
But like when she
laughs,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ross is like, "There's nothing wrong with speaking correctly." And then Rachel's like, "Indeed, there isn't." And then she's like, "Okay, maybe I should go back to work." So then she goes. She goes, and then Phoebe's like, "Yeah, because otherwise someone might actually get their correct order."
No, it was pretty funny.
And then Rachel's like, "Oh, the hair comes out.
And the gloves come on."
And the gloves come on. So that was a funny scene. I think that this is like the one scene where it was.
I laughed the loudest here.
This part was funny, yeah. So anyway, so Chandler, he feels good about himself because now everybody's like focused on everybody else, like that they're all bickering with each other. And then he walks away like with a little dance move, or I don't know.
Walks smoke in peace.
He's happy. He's satisfied. Then we are in scene 6 and we're at Monica and Monica's job. And she's talking to Paul again. And then she's like, have you ever, like, she's talking to, you know, have you ever gone out with a guy that your friends really like? So now she's saying, like, now my friends really like this guy. Have you ever gone out with somebody that your friends really liked? Mm-hmm. And she's like, nope. And she's like, she's talking about how she's just not feeling, you know, this guy, like, she's not really happy. Like, she doesn't know how she feels about him yet. Like, she doesn't really, I guess, want to be with that guy anymore. And, but she's afraid of, like, dumping him, and she doesn't know what her friends are gonna, how they're gonna react.
Because they're in love with him.
Because they're in love with him. But she's not. Yeah, she doesn't like him. She's not feeling
it. Is the reason because all her friends like him, or no, what's the reason why she wants to break up with him?
I don't think they said why.
Oh, like maybe too perfect or something.
I think she's just not feeling it. Like, even if he is perfect, like, if she's not feeling it, she can't stay with somebody
that she doesn't like.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but and that's what Paula says: dump him if she's not feeling the thing, because they said the thing.
Yeah.
You should always feel the thing, and you should dump them if you don't, you know. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
What is the thing?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
According to
Rachel, did you see the distance between the thumb and the index? So we know it's not that thing. It might be something else. Mm-hmm. Like the thing, like, I guess, more emotional stuff.
Actual feelings part of
Maybe
it.
Maybe actual feelings this time. Yeah. You know, it's a little weird talking about the thing with my daughter here, but
yeah. Close ears.
Yeah, so she's really worried about what her friends are gonna be like, how they're gonna feel if she dumps him. But I mean, she needs to. It's, you know, she's the one that in the relationship, so
yeah,
it should be up to her. But anyway, so we cut to the coffee shop, and there's Joey and Ross. They're talking about, you know, still about him smoking. They're saying, you know, I guess they've been telling him
side
about
effects like cancer, emphysema, and heart disease and stuff like that. And he's, you know, he doesn't want to hear it. He's like, smoking is cool, and you know it.
Like, he's going to keep smoking. Like, there's nothing they could say that's going to change his mind about it. Mm-hmm. But then Rachel, she's on the phone, and she says, you know, Chandler, it's Alan. He wants to speak to you. He takes the phone, and he's talking to him, and I guess whatever he told him made him change his mind, because now he says, I didn't think about it that way. And so that made him change his mind. So he says he's going to stop smoking with whatever Alan told him.
I know. I wish we knew what Alan says.
Yeah. I know this is back in 1994, but I feel like this episode is like a real big, like, anti-smoking campaign kind of episode. Like, I know in 1994, I was 14, but, like, I didn't start smoking until I was 15, 16. It was back in the theater. And, you know, that was my first cigarette. But I just feel like this episode was real anti-smoking, you know.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't. I don't think they're going to advertise, like,
hey, well, no, back in 1994, you had Joel Campbell, you know, on billboards, you know, smoking, or Mr. Winston, or Marlboro Man.
Yeah, because after a while, they banned having commercials on cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
they did. So, before they did, I mean, smoking was cool. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why he says it in one of the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they did end up banning cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Commercials.
Yeah.
Advertisements.
They should ban cigarettes.
All together. Yes, they shouldn't have them at all.
Do people still smoke, or are they vaping now?
No, there's a lot of people. It's actually the older people, the older generation, they're smoking.
Still smoking.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. They're still smoking. It's more like the younger generation that are vaping, and we don't know the side effects of those. The same thing with smoking. Back in the day, they were advertising it because they didn't know what was going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And now we know it causes cancer and you could die. And
like the guy with the iron lung, he finally passed away.
Yeah. With the vaping, we still don't know what those side effects are going to be. So we'll find out in a few years. They don't really advertise those either, though. Mm-hmm. They don't advertise them, but.
Well, I feel like they advertise more when they say don't do it. Is that just me? Like, it's like saying, like, don't do this. Like, well, it makes the kids say, like, oh, yeah, let me do it now. You
I feel like, you know, like the dare. I think it's about drugs. I feel like that makes them,
know. Like, more curious about...
I'm not saying, like, you know, right. me, but, you know...
But like, it's, like, undercover like, advertisement.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're telling me not to do it, but I want to know why.
Yeah, like, why? Why can't I do it?
Yeah, yeah. So then he, you know, he gives the phone back, and Rachel to Russ says, God, he's good. Like, the, whatever Alan told him, like, oh, yeah. he's good at mm-hmm. being Alan, I guess. And then Russ is like, if only he were a woman. And then Rachel's like, yeah. And then they look at each other like, wait, did that just come out of your mouth? So then we cut to the guys at, you know, they're at Rachel and Monica's apartment. And they're there, except for Monica and Joey. They're watching this show named Lamb Chop. And it seems like every episode so far, they're always watching some show.
Yeah,
like
weird something. Show. So random. I remember watching Lamb Chops play along. That was
but that's a like a kid show.
Little kid show, yeah. Channel 11.
I've never heard of it either.
But
because there was puppets on there.
It was puppets, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've never heard of that either. So I had to have Martin show me like a video of it. And it's like a puppet.
They sing weird. The song that never ends.
It's weird. It looks weird.
My two Yorkies, they actually have like chew toys. That's the same as Lamb Chop.
That I got them.
Well, that Nona bought them, but they
they love them.
They love them.
And so Chandler, he says, "Oh, Lamb Chop, how old is this sock? If I had a sock on my hand for 30 years, I'd be talking to." And Ross says, "Okay, it's time to change your nicotine patch."
Because I guess the way
he said it, he was being grumpy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he changes his nicotine patch, and then Monica enters. She's wondering where Joey is, and then Chandler says, "Joey ate my last stick of gum, so I killed him. Do you think that was wrong?" And then Rachel says, "He's, you know, across the hall. Like that's where they live, and that's what we found out." We found out that they live across. Did we know this already? I don't know. Yeah. I think this is the first time. No. Yes, no. Because the other episode they talked about. Yeah.
When Joey. My name is Joey. Me and Chandler live down the hall.
Yeah. Yeah. So never mind. So we knew that this is where they live.
Sometimes
they haven't showed the apartment then, right?
Until this episode. And at the beginning, when Joey and Chandler are going over the lines, that's the first time we see his episode. See their apartment.
Yeah.
But we knew that they lived there. Yeah. Okay. So then Monica goes and gets him, and Phoebe's kind of distracted. Ross is asking her if she's gonna finish the Pop-Tart that she's eating, but she doesn't really listen to Ross when he's asking. And then all of a sudden she says, "Does anybody want this Pop-Tart?" And she's like, "Oh, you know, like
maybe I do.
Maybe I do. Hello. I might." And then she's like, "Sorry, you know, these stupid people from the soda company, they sent her $7,000 for the thumb." Damn. So now she has $7,000. And everybody's like, "You're kidding." And she's like, "And on my way here, I stepped on gum. What is up with the universe?" And then so Joey comes in. He's being dragged by Monica. He just got out of the shower. Mm. And he's like, "What's going on?" And so he sits down and he sits with his legs kind of open. And then Rachel's like, "Joey, like, you could see down there.
Close
and,
your legs."
And the way that Rachel's looking at him, like, it's like, okay, she's.
Did you see when Phoebe looks, though?
Oh, it was Phoebe. It was Phoebe. I'm sorry.
She did like an extra look.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. So Phoebe's like looking. It wasn't Rachel. I'm sorry. Rachel's the one that notices that he's with his legs open. And then so, you know, Monica turns off the TV, you know, and they're like, "Oh, that was Lamb Chop." So she's like that she wants to talk to them, and she wants to talk about Alan, and she wants to tell him like she's gonna break up with him. And everybody's kind of like upset, like, "No, why?"
Like if they're going through the breakup.
Like if they're the ones going through the breakup, like, why? And she's like, "But Rachel even mentions, like, with the holidays coming up, I wanted him to meet my family." like they're the ones in the relationship with him instead of Monica. Well, they're all in a relationship, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, they're like, that they're going to be okay, but they just need a little time. They have to go through this breakup, I guess. Then, you know, we cut to Monica. She's talking to Alan in the restaurant, and he's just like, wow, I'm really sorry. And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry too. Or he says, I'm sorry too. And then he says, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of relieved. And she's like, relieved? She's like, he's like, I had a really good time with you, but I can't stand your friends. Yeah. So this whole time, the friends love him, but he wasn't really
annoyed,
happy with them. Like, he didn't like them. So then we're, you know, at the credit scene where Rachel and Monica's, and then they're all eating ice cream. They're still going through this breakup.
It's when Monica walks in, knowing they ask, like, did he say anything about us?
Oh, So Phoebe says, did he mention us? And then she lies, and she's like, he said he's really going to miss you guys. And it's just like, that's not right. That's not true. But
they don't like you guys.
But she has to lie. She has to lie. She's not going to tell him the truth. So then Chandler's like, that's it. I'm getting cigarettes. And then they all say, like, no. He's like, I don't care. I don't care. Game's over. I'm weak. I'm going to smoke. I got to have a smoke. And Phoebe's like, if you never smoke again, I'll give you $7,000. And then he says, yeah, all right. Yeah. So then he's like, okay. Somebody give me money. I'm going to stop smoking. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you guys think now that we went over it? I know.
I mean, I laughed more at this episode.
I really did too. Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, there was a lot of funny moments. Like always, obviously, the other two that I've watched, they've had their funny moments. This one does too. But I think now that we've talked about it more, like, as a group, I think the only reason probably is that I didn't like that Chandler was smoking and that they made him into that, knowing his past or what he was going through at that point in his life. And that's probably what it is. And yeah, this episode wasn't connected to any of the other two that I've watched, but it was okay.
Are you getting more into it now? Like, are you?
No, yeah, I am. I mean, I can't wait to see the next one.
I know I am. I was surprised. Like, I'm the one laughing out loud, and they're just there watching. And I look at her, and I'm just like, why is she laughing with me?
She's probably more focused on
I was more focused on, like, the details. Like I said, you know, you guys didn't see, like, little details here and there, but I'm paying attention to what's...
Mm-hmm. But also, you're always the one that laughs out loud, and I'm just there like, what's going on?
Like, you don't understand.
Right, like, I don't get it. But no, I got this one.
I really enjoyed this episode a lot.
I feel like
how they did, like, how we said, like, they made Chandler do, like, have the smoking, like, getting into smoking again. They should have done, like, something else to put the spotlight on him. Like, you know how they're giving Phoebe and Chandler their spotlight? They should have done something for him, like, something else.
But you gotta remember, they don't know really how bad it is at that point.
Well, yeah. I don't think at this point they knew that he had a problem.
Like all that, yeah.
Like he had a problem yet. But just me now knowing and
that's probably
reading his book and all that, like, I knew he had a problem. And so that's why, I think that's probably why I don't like it. I liked it, but I didn't like it. But it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next one. And I was tempted to watch, because you know how the episodes just play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was tempted to just watch the next one because I wanted, like, to continue. See what else was go on. But I'm like, I stopped myself and I'm like, just focus on the one you're watching right now. Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah.
The next episode that we're recapping is season 1, episode 4. And it's called The One with George Stephanopoulos?
Stephanopoulos, yeah.
Okay, so I said it right.
Good job, first try.
Yeah, and that one aired October 13, 1994. So we're going to, I guess there's a guy named George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos.
George S.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's our next episode that we will be recapping.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having us again. we love doing this podcast with you guys. So.
Yeah, thank you for being here, yeah, and especially being so last minute.
Yeah.
Here, you know, I will see when we'll have you guys next again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.